My father, may he rest in peace, Olav HaSholem, he used to tell the following story, that there were once two Polish rebbes. They were having a debate. I mean, just seems a little out of character, but this is the way the story goes. I'm not here to say, but they were having a debate who of them is greater, basically. Each one of the rebbes claimed that they are chad bedora. Chad bedora means they're one in the generation. They are the tzaddik of the generation. Every generation has a tzaddik. Each one of them claimed that. So one says he's the chad bedora, and the other one says he's the chad bedora. So I forget, my father used to say the names. I don't remember the names, who the rebbes were. But we're talking about back after the Baal Shem Tov in those days. And so one the rebbe says to the other one, he says, how could we both be chad bedora? Chad bedora means the one in the generation. So if I'm a chad bedora, if I'm the one, how could you be the chad bedora? It's just impossible to be. So the other one said, well, that's not really a problem. There could be, one person could be the one in generation, like he is the greatest scholar. The other one could be the greatest tzaddik. One could be in a certain quality, he's the greatest. So there is possibility to be, you don't have to be one and everything, so one in a certain quality. Okay, so that answered the question, so fine. So the guy says to him, so one of the rabbis says, okay, he says, look, if you claim to be a chad bedora, so why don't you share with me what is going on above in the heavens above? Why don't you tell me some of the secrets that you know, that you heard upstairs, you know, by, and then share with me, tell me what's there in the zone. So he says, in the heavens above, there is a big criticism over the Jewish people. He says, what's the criticism? He says, they say, yeah, they do Torah, they do mitzvahs, they do customs, everything. But whatever they do is, they do it for their own selfish reasons. They do it. You know, they celebrate the holidays, they like to have parties, they do this because they're having a good time. It's all ulterior motives. It's their own, it's personal, it's their own selfish reasons. It's not for Hashem. That's a big criticism. And that's going on above. He's telling, he's sharing it with the other rabbi. So the other rabbi says, no. So what was your response to that criticism? Did you answer that? He says, no, I didn't have anything to say. So the other rabbi says, well, look, I wasn't there. I didn't see what you saw. But if I was there, this is what I would say. This would be my answer. Look, God, you know, you're saying that they're not doing it for you, but they're doing it for themselves. So I pray to you, Hashem, you also. I say lemancha, imloy lemanenu v'hashienu. He says, you do it for yourself, for your own sake, and not for us, but save us. Take us out of our exile. So really, in this week's parsha, in today's portion, in Shlishi and Ekev, you see Hashem saying several times, both in the beginning and at the end of the parsha, Hashem is basically saying, well, you don't really deserve, you know, to go to the land of Israel because you've always been rebellious. You've always been challenging me and Mamre Mayisem from the beginning. He goes through, always complaining, always challenging. You don't really deserve it. But it's not because of you, but it's the evilness of the Goyim, and it is the promise that I promised your forefathers. The same thing is when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying and he's saying, quoting what he said, he's saying to Hashem that the Eibishter, first of all, to remember the forefathers, etc. And then he says, the people are going to say that Hashem doesn't have the ability to bring him in. So it's for another reason. So basically, what he's saying, Hashem is saying here, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, listen, whatever the case is, whether it's for the Jewish people, and even if they don't deserve, if you have a complaint, so do it for yourself. So this is really what the message is that we're saying. We're praying to Hashem as we're standing after Chamisha Ba'asur Be'av, and we're standing already close to the month of Elul, and we're asking Hashem to give us a Ksivach Sematoiva, Ashana Toiva Mesuka. Even if we don't deserve it, even if we maybe don't have, you know, claims that we earned it, but still we say, Asei Lemanuchon Le'lemanenu V'Sheinu, bless us all for Ksivach Sematoiva, Ashana Toiva Mesuka, Begashmi Suberuch.